on MILB TV and MILB.com. This is Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a sky-high drive out towards right. This ball's going. It is gone! The first home run in 2023 for the Red Sox at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Kicks and deals the 3-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 19 is a staff for the Red Sox, and they win it.
Minor League Baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox. This is Boston Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
0-1 lifted in the air towards right field. This one's deep. This is out of here. We are tied in the Salem night. 1-2 is hit in the air towards right field. It's deep. It's dropping. Salem walks it off and wins the series opener against Fredericksburg.
It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now let's go to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
An absolutely beautiful evening for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you tonight as we bring you the visiting Fredericksburg Nationals, who are in town to take on the Salem Red Sox. Now, the Fred Nats have pretty much dominated the Red Sox throughout this season. They have a 3-1 series lead. These teams are meeting for the fourth time in 2023, the final time the two teams will face off, and the Fredericksburg Nationals have won 19 against the Salem Red Sox this year. The Red Sox have won just 6. Salem has a 6-19 record against the Fred Nats in 2023, looking to improve and salvage a series tie here this weekend. Fredericksburg had won the first two games on Tuesday and Wednesday. The Red Sox were able to kind of bite back, respond, walk it off on Thursday night, and then last night was chaos, going all the way into 11 innings where the Fredericksburg Nationals won it 7-6. They won by a run, and here we are on a fantastic Saturday night in Salem for some more baseball. Jonathan Tuna Thomas to lead us off. Johnny Felix on the hill. The first pitch is swung on and deflected away. The count nothing and one, and just like that, home plate umpire Chris Janke calls time. We are underway in Salem right on time at 6:05 p.m. So let's bring you through the Fredericksburg Nationals lineup. At the top of the order, Jonathan Tuna Thomas, as they call him. He's in the right-handed batter's box right now, facing Johnny Felix, the 0-1. Misses just outside on a fastball, and the count is evened up at a ball and a strike. Well, batting second for the Fredericksburg Nationals, it'll be Christian Vaccaro, the right fielder. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a chopper down the left field line. Backhanded glove by Salazar. Long throw way off target. Mexicano came away from the bag and jumped into the air to grab it. And aboard with an infield single is Jonathan Thomas. First hit of the night for the Fred Nats. They start strong. Brings up Christian Vaccaro. So Tuna Thomas will play in left. Vaccaro in right. Batting third, Elijah Green will play in center field. Went with all the outfielders at the top of the order like the Fred Nats so often do. Runner on first, nobody gone for the lefty, Christian Vaccaro. Here's the offering. He lays down a bunt that goes back behind home plate and is gobbled up by Johan Fran Garcia, the young catcher in the battery for the Red Sox, and it's nothing and one. Batting fourth, cleanup for the Fred Nats will be Leandro Emiliani, the designated hitter tonight. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Runner goes from first. Swing and a sky-high drive out into shallow left center field. Underneath it is Claudio Simone. He makes the pinch, and retreating back to first base is Jonathan Thomas, one gone here in the top of the first inning on a picture-perfect night for baseball in Salem. Thanks so much for joining us on your Saturday evening, wherever you may be. Really cool. We've had people tuning in from London, England this year. Had people tuning in all across the United States. The Red Sox really do have a very, very special fan base, and they pay attention to their minor leagues. It's really something special. One of the biggest brands in all of sports. First pitch to Green. He takes a slider down and away out of the zone, and the count is 1-0. Bring you back to the batting order. Royce Marquintana will bat fifth. He's playing at first base. One gone with a runner on first. It's the speedy two to Thomas. He goes on the 1-0. Pitch misses down and away. Throw down to second is a one-hopper that gets away from Luis Ravello. Two to Thomas stays at second base, and he has a stolen bag. Johan Fran Garcia left it a little bit short. Ravello went down to a knee, couldn't quite play it off of a hop. And it went into the outfield grass, was gobbled up by his brother, the center fielder, Justinson Garcia. So a runner in scoring position for the Fred Nats. Elijah Green looking at two balls and no strikes. The pitch, he fouls it back. 93-mile-an-hour fastball that was inside, would have been out of the zone. He fisted it back to the netting, and it's 2-1. Batting sixth will be Marcus Brown, the young shortstop out of Oklahoma State. Large lead for Thomas at second, 2-1. Fouled back again. Two balls and two strikes for Elijah Green. Another fastball high and in that he gets a piece of. Batting seventh will be the catcher behind home plate for the Fred Nats, Wilmer Perez. Kind of a 2 days a week kind of a guy. Max Romero Jr. gets the rest tonight for Fredericksburg. 2-2. Swing and a fly ball. High into the air, out into right center field in front of the warning track. Utan makes the grab. Tagging up is Thomas from second, heading to third, and he stands up at third base safely. So a flyout advances the runner, and now the Fred Nats are just 90 feet away from what would be the opening run of this ball game, with two gone in the top of the first inning for Leandro Emiliani. Adding in the cleanup spot. Fly out to left field for Vaquero. Fly out to right field for Elijah Green. Here's the DH, Leandro Emiliani. Righty on lefty. First pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Nothing and one. Got a piece of a changeup out of the zone. Back to the batting order. Armando Cruz will bat eighth. He's playing at second base. He has done damage every time he plays the Red Sox. And at the bottom of the order, Jorgelis Mota playing at third base. Yo, one pitch. Swung on, lifted into the air, down the left field line, tailing foul into the Red Sox bullpen. Nothing and two for Leandro Emiliani. Johnny Felix looking to get out of the first inning without giving up a run. Just one hit, a leadoff knock for Jonathan Thomas. He stands on third. Had a stolen base to get to second. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a ripper. Hard hit on the ground to Alcantara. He scoops at second, fires to first in time to end the inning. Scoreless here in Salem through a half inning of play. The Fred Nats strand two to Thomas on third. We go to the home half of the first. Back at a GIF at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Beautiful Saturday night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, scoreless through a half inning of play. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you all evening long as the Red Sox host the Fredericksburg Nationals. The Nats with a 3-1 lead in this series. Red Sox looking to salvage a series tie. The Fred Nats looking to win the series here tonight. Justinson Garcia to lead things off for the Red Sox. He'll be followed up by Gianfranco Salazar, who homered a night ago, and Lionel James bats third, the designated hitter. While we're at it, let's bring you through the Salem Red Sox batting order, brought to you by Carilion Clinic. So we mentioned it, it's
Justin Singarcia playing in center field at the top of the order. John Frank Salazar playing third. He bats second. Lionel James, the designated hitter, batting third. The brother of Jostingson, it's Johan Fran Garcia, catching behind home plate in the battery tonight. He bats cleanup. Luis Ravello, the shortstop, bats fifth. Nathaniel Uten, the right fielder, bats sixth. First pitch to Garcia is ripped foul down the left field line. Nothing and one. Marvin Alcantara bats seventh, playing at second base. Roberto Mexicano, the first baseman, batting eighth. Nothing and one the count for Garcia. Here's the pitch. He swings and drives it foul. High into the air down the right field line. Up over the grand slam bar. And it's nothing and two. At the bottom of the order for the Red Sox, playing in left field, Claudio Simone. Righty on righty matchup. Mikey Tepper on the hill. Here's the 0-2. Swinging a drive out into right field, giving chase is Vaquero, and he makes a catch at his hips on the run in right field for the first out here in the bottom of the first inning. A nice play by Vaquero out in right field, playing his first week of single A ball, and there's one gone. Tough luck if you are Jostingson Garcia. Well hit ball, 96 off the bat. Got a piece of a high fastball, and unfortunately, better defense. Jostingson, no stranger to that, one of the best center fielders in the league. Here's John Frank Salazar. First pitch is ripped out into left field, down for a base hit. Salazar on the first pitch he sees cranks a slider that was left right over the plate by Tepper, out into left field, and the Red Sox have a one-out base runner. Salazar bench strong, homered in the second inning last night, and now leads off tonight with a knock. Here is Lionel James for the Red Sox, batting third. The designated hitter this evening plays a lot of third base and first base. Gets a defensive rest tonight. First pitch to James. Taken down and in on a fastball out of the zone. And the count is 1-0. James, a 247 hitter. Second on the team and runs batted in with 43. Three homers as well for Lionel. Pickoff over to first. Salazar standing up safely. Ball was thrown down to the ankles of Bryce Marquintana, the first baseman, and he kind of had to adjust as Tepper toes the rubber once again. Righty on righty matchup. It's Tepper and James. 2-0 pitch. Here's a swing and a line drive right to the second baseman, Armando Cruz. He catches it for out number two. And John Frank Salazar didn't even have a chance to move from first. Brings up the cleanup man, Johan Fran Garcia, younger brother of Jostingson Garcia. Catching behind home plate tonight. Pick off again over to first. And it's a new at-bat, so it resets the disengagement count. So now he is at one. You get two before the third one. If you disengage a third time, it has to be a successful pickoff. Otherwise, it is a balk by rule. First pitch to Garcia. He drives a ball out into center field, right to the defender, Elijah Green, for out number three. Back-to-back line drives on decently hit baseballs, but unfortunately hit right into the teeth of the defense. Still scoreless through an inning of play here in Salem. We go to the top of the seventh, the top of the second after this. It's Red Sox baseball on MILB.com. Hey, Red Sox fans. Season tickets are on sale now for the 2024 season. With quarter, half, and full season options all over the ballpark, you won't miss any of the action next year. Call 540-389-3333 for more information or to purchase your 2024 season tickets today. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Still scoreless through an inning of play between the Fred Nats and the Salem Sox. Both teams have stranded a runner. Red Sox left John Frank Salazar at first. The Fred Nats, however, left Jonathan Tuta Thomas on third base, just 90 feet away from scoring. Both Salazar and Thomas had a base hit. Thomas happy to steal a bag and was advanced to third on a lineout as well. And good contact early for the Red Sox against Mikey Tepper, just unfortunately hitting baseballs right to defenders. A line drive from Leonel James to Armando Cruz, the second baseman, sat him down. And Johan Fran Garcia tattooed a baseball out in center field, hit right to Elijah Green. He barely had to move. So it's 5-6-7 due up for the Fred Nats. Royce Marquintana, the first pitch, called a strike. Sweeping slider finds the top portion of the zone, and it's nothing and one. Quintana, a 272 hitter, two homers, 33 RBIs, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. He caught him with a low slider down away out of the zone. Quintana kind of a half-hearted swing. And he calls time, steps on out, adjusts his batting glove. Now digs back in. Johnny Felix in his second inning on the hill for the Red Sox. A bullpen day in Salem, the 0-2. Misses just inside. Not a breaking ball. Ball and a pair of strikes for Royce Marr. Yeah, the Red Sox, a Saturday bullpen day. Not typical for Salem, but kind of running out of arms. 1-2. Misses upstairs and away on a fastball. First fastball of the at-bat. Thrown by Johnny Felix, and it's two balls and two strikes. The question is, how long can Felix go? That's kind of the trouble with a bullpen day. 2-2 on the way. This ball is poked on the ground to short. Gloved by Ravello, fired a first in time, one gone. 6-3 put out, sits down Royce Marquintana on a 2-2 count. Johnny Felix pitching to contact here. He's yet to deal with strikeout, but has offered a pair of flyouts and a pair of groundouts. Brings up Marcus Brown, the young shortstop out of Oklahoma State. 273 hitter, 15 RBIs, and doesn't jump off the page, but he's only been here 3 weeks. So that is impressive in itself. First pitch, he drives the ball on the ground right to the shortstop, Ravello. Glove, toss to first, is in time, two gone. Back-to-back 6-3 putouts. You hear the Bark in the Park crowd on hand on this beautiful Saturday night in Salem. This place is vibing. It's a good crowd tonight at Salem Memorial Ballpark. As it is every weekend, Friday and Saturday, always the best crowds. That's pretty typical anywhere you go in minor league baseball. Here's Wilmer Perez, first pitch. Taken upstairs on a breaking ball, just a half a ball out of the zone. And it's a ball and no strikes for Wilmer Perez. Catching behind home plate, plays about 2 days a week. Felix deals the 1-0. Fouled away. Into the seats down the right field line, and it's 1-1. Johnny Felix. Typically, you get an inning, two, at max three out of him. And in his first start of the year, curious to see how long he goes. 1-1. Poked down the left field line, foul, and the count is 1-2. And back to Wilmer Perez. You know, Max Romero Jr. gets the rest tonight. Perez with an opportunity to not only hit, but catch as well. Here's the 1-2. Fly ball out into shallow center field. Justin Sin Garcia is there. He makes the catch to end the inning. Johnny Felix pitching to that contact. He sits him down, a 1-2-3 in the second. Still scoreless, heading to the home half of the second inning here in Salem. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Spectacular crowd on hand tonight here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as we head to the bottom of the second inning. Still scoreless in Salem, and Johnny Felix, you know, in his first start of the year here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, looking pretty sharp on the hill for the Sox, and something that we're not necessarily used to seeing out of him. Maybe being the guy to open the ball game brings a little different edge out of him. Nevertheless, in the home half of the second, it's 5-6-7 due up for the Red Sox. Luis Ravello, Nathaniel Hutton, and Marvin Alcantara due up for the Sox. The switch hitting Luis Ravello digs on in. He'll face Mikey Tepper into his second inning of work. The right-handed pitcher, 21-year-old out of Phoenix, Arizona. 6'1", has the stature. Tops out around 92 on the fastball. Ready on a switch hitting lefty, the pitch. Misses downstairs and deflects away down the right field line. An 86-mile-an-hour breaking ball well out of the zone. It's a ball and no strikes for Luis Ravello. The 223 hitter leads the team with 45 RBIs. The 1-0 taken upstairs. 92 on a fastball, just a tad out of the zone. Two balls, no strikes, and we've seen this all week. Chris Jahnke behind the plate. A very strict, tight strike zone. 2-0. This is well high in. 91 on a fastball. Three balls, no strikes for Luis Ravello. Very much so a hitter's count to get things going here in the bottom of two. 3-0 pitch. Misses high and away. Fastball, not even close. Luis Ravello works a four-pitch leadoff walk for the Red Sox. A beautiful way to get things going. And it brings up Nathaniel Hutton. One of the big pieces of youth for the Red Sox. Playing his first week here at Salem Memorial Ballpark is Hutton. Batting just 186. Has one run batted in this week, though. Pickoff over to first. We have seen Tepper continue to do that, and Ravello stands up safely. Ravello, always a threat to steal. One of the best base stealers on the roster, and he thinks about going. Pitch misses high. And the count, ball, no strikes for Nathaniel Hutton, and Perez, you know, really took that pitch and jumped right up with a pump fake to second. Good deception from Luis Ravello, who has a large lead at first. The 1-0 is on the way, and it's taken for a called strike. 82 on a slider on the outer half. A ball and a strike for Nathaniel Hutton. On deck, Marvin Alcantara. In the hole, Yorberto Mexicano for the Sox. 1-1. Cranked into left field. Down for a base hit. Luis Ravello chugs around second. He lost his batting helmet. It tripped him up as it fell on the back of his foot, and he has to scramble and retreat back to second safely. Oh, boy. Was looking for third as the throw came in, and luckily is able to get back to second safely. Almost had runners on the corners, and I have never seen that before. Luis Ravello was pumping around second so fast, he lost his helmet, and it fell right down onto his foot and tripped him up. On the base path between second and third. So Ravello is at second. Hutton stopped at first after his base hit. And it brings up Marvin Alcantara, a guy who really is struggling, batting 103. He's been here 3 weeks. First pitch is fouled away down the right field line. And the count, nothing and one. That is a fastball that was left right over the heart of the plate by Mikey Tepper. And Alcantara was just late on it. First and second, nobody out for the Sox. Scoreless here in the bottom of two. Righty on righty, Tepper deals. The 0-1, this is high. 94 on a fastball out of the zone, a ball and a strike for Alcantara. Tepper, like we mentioned, Phoenix, Arizona native. Drafted in round number 15 this past year. Played two seasons at Mississippi State with the Bulldogs. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Oh, this just hit Alcantara on the helmet. Boy, he seems to be A-OK. The training staff coming out immediately just in case. Same with Liam Carroll, the manager of the Salem Red Sox. And luckily, that was an 83-mile-an-hour breaking ball and not a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And, you know, it's sticky, it's hot, incredibly humid here in Salem. 85 degrees at first pitch. And that ball just escaped Mikey Tepper. And Alcantara seems to be A-OK. Gets an ovation from the Salem faithful. And takes the long trot to first. Really wearing one for the team. So the bases are loaded for the Red Sox here in the bottom of two. Can't ask for a better spot if you're Roberto Mexicano, who's homered five times this year. Has 21 RBIs. Has a chance for plenty more with the bases juiced. Quick mound visit taking place. And Chris Janke, the home plate umpire, going to break it up. Back to Mikey Tepper. Spent 2 years at Mississippi State before spending one final year in college. Only played 3 years of college ball. At Liberty, played for the Flames, just about an hour and a half down the road in Lynchburg. Made 19 starts out of 44 total collegiate outings. Racked up 121 strikeouts in 102 innings as a college pitcher. Also spent two summers with the Falmouth Commodores in the Cape Cod League. Very, very famous collegiate summer wood bat league as Roberto Mexicano looks at a fastball below the knees and the count is 1-0. Bases loaded for the Red Sox. Huge spot for Roberto Mexicano looking for early offense with nobody out in the bottom of the second. A scoreless ball game early on. The 1-0 pitch. This hit Roberto on the hand. Frustrated, he tosses his bat back towards the dugout, and it will bring in a run for the Red Sox. It is 1-0 Salem. Luis Ravello comes in to score. Nathaniel Uten moves to third, Alcantara to second, but that is back-to-back hit by pitches and is always scary when you wear one on the hand. Mexicano seems more frustrated than injured, if that makes sense, but he is still being addressed by the training staff. Back-to-back batters hit by a pitch. Claudio Simone, the nine-hole hitter for the Red Sox, is ready to step in. They continue to talk to Roberto, though, as he takes off his elbow guard, takes off his shin guard, and now the trainer wants to examine his hand. Any swelling? Plenty of things they could be looking for, and Liam Carroll gives him a tap on the back. He's going to stay in this ball game. And Roberto Mexicano makes the trot over to first. That's good there if you're Salem. I mean, you had back-to-back hit by pitches, and both guys are going to remain in this ball game. That's a great sign. You never like to see a player wear one on the hand. We saw Lionel James get hit on the hand against Fredericksburg on the road about a couple of weeks ago, and he ended up missing time. First pitch to Simone. Skips up in the dirt. It is blocked by Perez, and he has to scramble to pick it up before anybody can move for the Red Sox. A little bit of a chaotic 1-0. And it's Claudio Simone in the right-handed batter's box for the Red Sox. Toe back on the rubber for Tepper. Fred Nat's in a big jam. Bases loaded. 1-0 to Simone. He swings and rips it to the shortstop, Brown. Underhand toss to second there. Fire back to first in time, double play. Brings in a run as Nathaniel Uten scores for the Red Sox. It is now 2-0 Salem, but that is a much-needed double play if you're the Fred Nats to grab two quick outs. So Alcantara makes it to third safely. Mexicano is chopped down at second, a part of the double play, and Simone is out at first. 6-4-3 if you're scoring at home. Top of the order for Justin Sin Garcia. Right-handed hitter. Has a runner on third. First pitch. He takes a strike.
at the knees. 93-mile-an-hour fastball, nothing and one. Gianfranc Salazar on deck for the Red Sox. Justin Sin Garcia in there right now. A one. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Wilmer Perez, and Justin Sin quickly down 0-2. Bullpen day for the Red Sox defensively. Offense with some early action. Runner on third, two gone. 0-2 to Garcia. Swing and a miss. Blew a 94-mile-an-hour heater right by him. Upstairs out of the zone. Garcia couldn't go upstairs and find it. Red Sox do put up two, though, here in the bottom of the second. Two hit by pitches, a walk, helped out with a base hit from Nathaniel Uten as well. And it's 2-0 Red Sox as we head to the top of the third after this in Salem. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox holding on to a 2-0 lead. They grab two in the bottom of the second, and it really wasn't an offensive explosion by any means for the Red Sox. Just one hit, scored two runs. It was really help by the pitcher on the hill for the Frednats, Mikey Tepper. He hit two batters back-to-back. Marvin Alcantara wore one. Yoberto Mexicano wore one. He walked the leadoff man, Luis Ravello. And Claudio Simone hit into a double play to help the Frednats a little bit. Nathaniel Uten did have the one hit. Garcia struck out to end the inning. 8-9-1 due up for the Frednats. Armando Cruz to lead it off. Noah Dean on the hill for the Sox. The first pitch is swung on and missed. High fastball. Cruz can't find it. Nothing and one. So Johnny Felix gave it two innings. We didn't think he'd be able to go much more than that. Two great innings, though. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a drive. High into the air. Out into shallow center. Garcia chasing in. Camps out. Makes the catch. Oh, boy. He just makes it so routine. I mean, he catches it with a little bit of swagger, right? Almost effortlessly makes a grab. And there's one gone here in the top of the third inning. 2-0 Red Sox lead. A fly out to center field. Sits down Cruz. It's Orgelius Moda digging on in. First pitch to the righty. Called strike on the outer half. 84 on a slider that curves back into the zone off the left arm of Noah Dean. One pitch to Moda on the way. This is inside, ball and a strike. Noah Dean on the hill for the Red Sox. Coming out of the bullpen, it's a bullpen day. At one point, was a starter for the majority of the season. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him high in the zone at the letters. Ball and a pair of strikes now for Orgelius, the 333 hitter. Playing his first week. 1-2 to Moda. This is downstairs. 95 on a fastball from Noah Dean. So Noah Dean sent to the bullpen about 2 weeks ago, and he has responded well. Here's the 2-2. This is hit on the ground over to second base. Scooped up by Alcantara for the first in time. Two gone. Slider left right in the middle of the zone. A good pitch to contact. The Red Sox have yet to deal a strikeout, but it hasn't mattered. Johnny Felix gave up one hit. It was the leadoff man, Jonathan Thomas. He followed it up by retiring three in a row. Then he did it again and sat him down 1-2-3, retiring the side in the second. Back to the top of the order for the Fred Nats, Jonathan Thomas. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Took a huge hack at a low breaking ball. Down and in. And it's nothing and one. Noah Dean. Fifth round pick out of Old Dominion. The Monarchs across the state. The 0-1. This is down and in once again on a breaking ball. Ball and a strike. Same pitch, same spot. This time Tuda does not swing at it. And it's 1-1. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 95 on a fastball right over the heart of the plate. It's 1-2. Well, Old Dominion, big week for them. They get ready to take the trip here to Blacksburg a week from tonight. 8 p.m. kickoff between Virginia Tech and ODU in football next weekend. The 1-2. Breaking ball is lifted high into the air out into shallow center field. Garcia's there. He calls off U10, raises his right hand into the air to make the catch and end the inning. Noah Dean comes in, sits him down 1-2-3 himself. Pair of flyouts to Garcia in center, a part of the action. And the Red Sox bullpen looking pretty sharp on a bullpen day here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Salem hanging on to a 2-0 lead. We go to the home half of the third after this in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Season tickets are on sale now for the 2024 season. With quarter, half, and full season options all over the ballpark, you won't miss any of the action next year. Call 540-389-3333 for more information or to purchase your 2024 season tickets today. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Red Sox looking pretty darn good, both offensively and defensively. A 2-0 lead heading to the home half of three, and the Red Sox ready to go 2-3-4 in the Carilion Clinic batting order. John Frank Salazar to lead things off. He has a hit tonight. One of two for the Salem Sox. Nathaniel Uten, the six-hole hitting right fielder, had the first. That came back in the second inning. Last time the Red Sox were up, they were very much so helped by, really, for lack of a better term, poor pitching. A walk, two hit by pitches, one base hit from Nathaniel Uten. Red Sox were able to grab two, had the bases loaded a couple of times. Double play didn't help things out. First pitch to Salazar. He cranks a ball high into shallow center. Elijah Green standing underneath it for what feels like an eternity to make the catch. One gone. I mean, he barely had to move to get to that baseball, and he just stood there and watched it all the way into his glove. So one gone here in the bottom of the third. Brings up Lionel James, three-hole hitting designated hitter for the Red Sox tonight. Absolutely beautiful night at the ballpark. First pitch to James. Misses downstairs and away on a breaking ball out of the zone. 1-0. It's still Mikey Tepper on the hill for the Fred Nats, decked out in their red jerseys, reading Fred Nats in cursive across the front. Here's the 1-0. Misses high and in on a fastball. 2-0. They got their red caps on with a navy blue bill and a white cursive F on the front face. 2-0 to James. This is, late strike call by Chris Janke on a fastball painting the inside quarter. That's a very nice looking pitch from Mikey Tepper. Two balls and a strike, and Janke got it right, no doubt. Just took his time with it. 2-1. Here's a swing and a drive out into right field. Vaccaro ranges to his left, makes the catch for out number two. Two gone on a pair of flyouts that get into the outfield, but the defense is there. Brings up Johan Fran Garcia, the cleanup hitting catcher. Fred Nat's going with the gray pants tonight. On the other side for the Red Sox, but with the navy blue jerseys, my personal favorite, the white pants, the navy blue caps. It's really a nice look. First pitch to Garcia. Cranked back foul on a fastball, nothing and one. The two teams in the Carolina League that hold the name of their namesake. The parent team, obviously the Boston Red Sox, the Washington Nationals. The Fredericksburg Nationals, the Salem Red Sox. 0-1 to Garcia. Breaking ball high and away. 1-1. And even better, the Red Sox especially, but the Fred Nats do a good job of it as well, resembling the uniform of their parent company. I mean, the Red Sox are identical to Boston. 1-1. High and in on a fastball that Garcia leans away from, and it's 2-1. Red Sox, the only thing they don't do is road grays. They do gray pants. They do not do road gray jerseys. Mostly navy blue on the road, a little bit of red. 2-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 94. And the count evens up at 2-2. And with a two-strike count here, Garcia calls time. Johan Fran Garcia, the younger brother of Jostingson, who bats at the top of the order, plays center field. Johan Fran really asserting his role on the team, giving Liam Carroll no option but to play the guy. 2-2. This is high and away, and the count's full. Fastball out of the zone. 3-2. Anderso Lito was a 4-to-5-day-a-week catcher. And now they pretty much split it 3-3. Now that Johan Franz here, he is a higher-rated prospect in the organization. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He strikes out on a fastball on the outer half. He's frustrated. And that's youthful frustration. Out number three here in Salem. Red Sox are sat down 1-2-3. It's only the second strikeout of the night for Mikey Tepper. We go to the top of the fourth. 2-0 the lead for the Salem Sox, back in a jiff here in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
With both of you. Welcome back here for the top of the fourth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Beautiful night for baseball. 2-0. The Red Sox lead it over the Fredericksburg Nationals. Mike Keller from Strikes for Tykes joins us up in the booth once again. How you doing?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Good, good. Can't complain. Great crowd tonight. Great night for baseball. Red Sox looking good in the pitching department. They have not thrown a strikeout, though.
Well, we only got 7 last night. When did I ever show up in town? They just don't strike anybody out. Maybe I won't. No, I'm going to come.
Yordani Monegro was on the hill for the other night for the Red Sox. He went on Thursday. He was solid. You weren't in town for that one?
No, I missed it. I know we got 8, and then the relievers came in and got another 7. It was a great night. We're doing well this year. We're 560 on the season. We'll break 600, which for Strikes Your Tykes in Salem, that's a new high for us.
Christian Vaquero is in. Noah Dean throws a ball right at his ankles that misses away from Garcia, and it's 1-0. Fredericksburg has yet to score. They have one hit. They stranded Jonathan Thomas, the leadoff man in the first, on third. 1-0. Called a strike. Fastball at the knees. Ball and a strike for Vaquero. This is a guy, Mike, playing his first week at the single-A level for the Fred Nats.
We saw a lot of movement on Monday at throughout the whole Carolina League. Everybody seemed to go up to High A and Double A.
Yes.
And all the complex players are coming up now. So this is going to be a good finish of the season for all the teams because we're looking at the future of the game right now.
1-1 fouled back. It's 1-2 for Vaquero. Yeah, that hit the Frednats hard because Dylan Cruz went all the way up to Double A.
And he's killing it there. I spoke to an umpire crew, had him a couple nights ago.
Here's the 1-2 to Vaquero. He chops it a ball downstairs, and they're going to call this strike three.
No foul ball.
Foul ball. He got a piece of it. Garcia blocked it away. He got up and tagged him, and home plate umpire Chris Janke says we're going to keep going. So a ball and a pair of strikes for Vaquero. Other guys were departed away from Fredericksburg as well, though. Andrew Pinckney was sent up. Here's the 1-2. This is high and away.
Wilmington's going to look good for a little while. I mean, Washington's got a good farm system.
Really good. We talked about how they focus on college guys specifically. Those are guys that just a little bit older, feel a little bit more primed at this point in their careers. Lefty on righty. Here's the 2-2.
I see Romero went back up to Greenville as well for the Red Sox.
Yes.
That's a good move for him.
2-2 misses down and in. 3 balls, 2 strikes for Vaquero. Mike, I'll give you the table here after the 3-2. It's on the way. Fouled back, and Vaquero stays alive. Tell us a little bit about Strikes for Tykes. I know you've been here a handful of times this season, but we always have new listeners. So what is Strikes for Tykes? How can people get involved?
Strikes for Tykes is a nationwide charity. We're a 501c3. What we do is we count strikeouts for minor league baseball teams as well as grassroots teams if you're part of an amateur organization that wants to look for a new fundraiser.
3-2, breaking ball misses high, and it's a full count walk for Christian Vaquero to lead things off in the top of the fourth for Fredericksburg.
So we'll tailor a program straight to your needs. At the minor league level and hopefully soon at the major league level, we count strikeouts during home games to the team for the entire season. We ask fans to pledge whatever they're interested in pledging, whether it be a penny, 2 pennies, a nickel for every strikeout thrown, or a flat rate. And then at the end of the season, we'll count it all up. We'll send out invoices and tax receipts. And the next season, we'll present a check to the organization's foundation or to a local charity of their choice.
Pick off over to first, and they got him. Christian Vaquero had too large of a lead, kind of stumbled getting back to the first base bag, had first, and a nice tag by Roberto Mexicano to get him on what looked like the left arm for out number one. So a sharp play, Noah Dean with a little bit of deception on the rubber. First pickoff of the night. We've seen on the other side Mikey Tepper attempt many times. That was the first time the Red Sox had attempted one, and it worked out. As Elijah Green looks at a breaking ball for a strike, it's nothing and one.
So, yeah, back to Strikes for Tykes. At the end of the year, we count everything up. We invoice it. We send out tax receipts. At the grassroots level, we could do it for every single game. And we'll just work with your fan base. We'll come into town, we'll set up your program for you, and we'll work straight with your fans and your entire fan base. So front office and the minor league teams, they don't really have to do a thing. They have to set us up on their concourse.
1-1, swung on and missed. Breaking ball inside, and it's 1-2. So how can people get involved right now? Whether they're at the ballpark, whether they find you online, how can they get in touch?
Well, the website is www.strikesfortykes, all one word, .org. And you can register right on there. Just click on donate and on the Salem Red Sox. Or you can contact us by phone at 510-545-3071. Don't let the California area code scare you. We work nationwide and we commit to keeping money locally. So everything that we raise here with Salem, they've always picked the Carilion Children's and the Carilion Foundation as their local charity. We're going to be back tomorrow while they're having their employee picnic and presenting the 2022 check.
2-2 is fouled back by Elijah Green. He continues to chunk away at this at-bat. 2-0 the Red Sox lead, top of the fourth. Giovanni Heiner joined alongside Mike Haller, former minor league umpire, and Mike, what is your role with Strikes for Tykes? I know your father started it, right?
Father started it. They started it. It was called K's for Kids, and they're still operating up in Winnipeg in the American Association. I'm currently our CEO down with the United States branch of this and work with the board of directors. That's from all over the U.S. We have people from Baltimore, Dallas, Phoenix, all involved with our board to really go out and promote minor league baseball. The interesting thing is most of us came from the officiating side of the game, so we know the rules, we know what's involved, and how hard it is to get a strikeout.
3-2, misses inside. It's a full count walk, the second full count walk here in the top of the fourth for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Reminder, Christian Vaccaro was picked off over at first, so it is just one base runner on the base pass for the Fred Nats. Elijah Green makes the trot over to first. Only the third base runner of the night here in the fourth inning for the Fred Nats, but the second of the inning.
What's Dean's pitch count at? Because he's been flirting with two strikes with a lot of hitters tonight.
Let's take a look at that. I mean, he has only been in here for now in his second inning of work. As the lefty steps off, the former Old Dominion Monarch. Speaking of Old Dominion, big one coming up a week from tonight. Virginia Tech opens their season against Old Dominion in Lane Stadium just down the road.
I hope they have more success this year than they did last year with them.
You are telling me, my friend. First pitch, Leandro Emiliani looks at a strike on the outer half. Pulled away his bunt formation. Fastball's in there, nothing in one. Yeah, Brent Pry, second-year head coach now for Virginia Tech, went 3-8 last year looking to improve. And that's a big local thing here. Pickoff over to first. Did he get another? No. Roberto had to survey around. Boy, I think if that ball was a little more on target, they might have had a chance.
I think so, too. Got to tell you, one of their three wins last year over Virginia Tech, I got the privilege of seeing. It was a Saturday night ESPN game.
Okay.
Against Boston College.
Heck yeah.
What an experience that is if you've never gone.
Enter Sandman. Special stuff. The 0-1. This is poked right to second. Gloved by Contra and looks over at second. Doesn't have a play. Goes to first instead. And they get out number two.
There's nothing better than, I think, college football at any level. I mean, 80,000 of your best friends all acting like a bunch of fools and having a great time. It was a real entertaining game, and I had a lot of fun there.
I could not agree with you more. You picked a great game, too, because the Hokies, though they didn't have the best season, it was a night game. It was the home opener. It was Brent Pry's first home game. I mean, that place was juiced. The thing about Virginia Tech, though, Mike, and people around here can attest to it, doesn't matter how good or how bad they are, the place is always packed. As Royce Marquintana looks at a ball high.
No, it's true. It was a fair weather game as well because it was raining, so a lot of the season ticket holders put their seats up onto the online sites, and it was filled by college students, so it was just made it a better experience because it was all the Hokie fans.
1-0. This is inside on a fastball, 2-0 for Quintana. Runner on second, two gone here in the top of the fourth. Red Sox lead it 2-0. Yeah, I remember a game. It was the last home game of the year. Georgia Tech's in town. They're like 2-6 at that point. As pickoff over to second. Rarely do you see that at this level. Unsuccessful. And still 2-0 for Royce Marquintana.
I'm going to gather that Noah Dean does not like base runners.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And so Georgia Tech's in town. They're abysmal. Virginia Tech is not any better. Both teams have very poor losing records. It's like the second to last week of the year as the 2-0 is waved down and missed. Fastball high, it's 2-1. And it's pouring rain, a noon kickoff. There wasn't an open seat. I mean, it was awesome.
And everybody was wearing orange.
Yes.
Yes, I mean, the students, they just love it.
Actually, everyone was wearing ponchos, so there was kind of a weird yellow effect going on, which was bizarre. Kind of ruined the whole aura of the maroon and orange with the ponchos out. But for it to be that packed when both teams are so bad, I mean, that's just that it's a special place to see a football game. Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball high and away. 3-1.
Yeah, I know we've spoken about this before, but that's one of a handful of places you want to see college football. I'd say Iowa as well with the first quarter wave.
Yes.
To the Children's Hospital. That's something special. Always going into Death Valley.
Clemson.
Down to Clemson.
Both.
Yeah. And Auburn.
LSU.
Yeah. Miami used to be like that when they had the win streak and they were at the Orange Bowl.
3-1. Paints a corner on a fastball. 3-2.
But yeah, there's something special about it. Lincoln, Nebraska, and the Cornhuskers haven't been much the last few years, but that's still a special place to watch a game.
No doubt. After watching, new Netflix documentary just came out called Swamp Kings. Did you get a chance to check that out?
I haven't seen it yet, but I was talking to actually one of the guys on the field today. I was talking to one of the umpires about it, and he was commenting on it.
Well, it made you look at it like, dang, Florida's a great place to see a game as well. Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, the Swamp, as they call it. Runner on second, full count Dean. Just looking back and forth between home plate and second base. He deals 3-2, misses inside, and it gets away from Johan Fran Garcia. A free base for Elijah Green, and it's a full count walk for Roysmar Quintana. That is the third walk given up by Noah Dean here in the fourth. All three of them come on a full count. And now here comes Blanton to have a conversation with Noah Dean. A guy that we're kind of used to seeing struggle. You hate to say that. He had been better, though, lately, coming out of the bullpen. Last go-around wasn't the best. Went 2 2/3, gave up 3 hits, 5 runs, all 5 of them earned, 6 walks, did deal 6 strikeouts. Before that, against Augusta, had one of his best games. Went 4 innings, gave up a hit, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. But then you just kind of look back, and against Down East on the road, gave up 5 hits, 3 runs. Noah Dean has been improved. Against Fredericksburg, went 2/3 innings, gave up 2 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned, 3 walks and a strikeout. That was last time these two teams played on the road in Fredericksburg. Has improved, though. Really one of those guys, kind of like Nick Pivetta up in Boston, where was struggling a little bit as a starter. They sent him into the bullpen, and he's really performing better at a different spot. First pitch is looked at for a strike by Marcus Brown. Nothing in one. Runners on the corners for the Fred Nats. 2-0 Red Sox lead here in the top of the fourth with 2 outs. Noah Dean, the lefty, looking to get out of a jam. Facing the left-hander, Marcus Brown out of Oklahoma State. 0-1. Down and away.
Looks like the Red Sox is somebody warming up in the pen as well. I think it's Ramirez if he's a reliever.
Jose Ramirez, not a reliever for the Red Sox, so I'm not sure if he'd go. It is a bullpen day, though, for the Sox. Ran out of arms last night.
Yeah.
It was the 1-1.
Saw Feliz pitch last night. That was interesting.
Albert Feliz, well, he earned the rest today. Not in the lineup today. That was the first time the Red Sox at this ballpark had put a position player on the mound all year. They had no choice but to do so. First and third for the Fred Nats. 2 balls and a strike for Marcus Brown. And it is a bullpen day here. Really not going to see anybody go much longer than 2 or 3. 2-1. Outside. Fastball misses. It's 3-1. Noah Dean struggling to locate a little bit here. He's walked 3 batters in the fourth inning. Green on third. Quintana on first. 3-1 pitch on the way. Called his strike. 94 on a fastball on the outer half. And another full count. The trend has been this results in a walk, because we've had it happen 3 times with a full count walk here in the fourth. Hopefully that is not the case. The lefty brings home the 3-2. This is poked right back to Noah Dean. He bobbles it, throws to first, and a tag is applied by Roberto Mexicano as he was pulled off the bag. He's able to make the play. Sharp play by Noah Dean, because that was smoked right back up to him, and he was able to adjust. 2-0 the Red Sox lead. They strand runners on the corners in the top of the fourth. We go to the home half of four here in Salem. Back after this.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Mike Keller from Strikes for Tykes with you. 2-0 the Red Sox lead here in the home half of the fourth. Two hits for the Sox, one for the Nationals. Not a pitcher's duel, so to speak, but just kind of a steady ball game along the way. Mike, Strikes for Tykes, right? Let's kind of bring it back to that a little bit here. Kind of remind everybody what you guys are all about, and kind of want to hear more about the story, right? How you first got involved and how this thing evolved.
So, as I said, my parents started this up in the old Northern League, which is now the American Association. They were working with a team out of Canada, and because of the tax laws up there, the team actually had to run the charity, but they were recognized as the people who started it. So the IRS laws are a little bit different. We decided to try to bring this into the U.S. and start working with minor league baseball teams and local amateur teams.
Luis Ravello pops out on the first pitch. There's one gone here in the bottom of the fourth. Ravello now 0-for-1. He walked and scored back in the second.
I think what my father was really trying to do is make sure that every child had an opportunity to see a baseball game, and if they were stricken with an injury or they were just not as privileged, if you will, he tried to make it happen. So that's what the whole thing was formed for, and we're really happy that Salem has picked Carilion Children's because it's just a great charity.
Back-to-back first pitch outs as Nathaniel Uten sends one to the left fielder, Jonathan Thomas. Two gone. Quick baseball here in the bottom of the fourth. Brings up the seven-hole hitting Marvin Alcantara.
So that's really what it's all about. It's either helping grassroots baseball teams, usually youth ball, but we work with high schools and we're trying to get into the NCAA, or at the professional level where everything means so much to the community at the minor league level and helping out communities that could use the help. A lot of the minor league teams have their own foundation, so usually dollars you go back to the foundation, and they spirit it out to all their different organizations. Here in Salem, it's always has been Carilion Children's, and it's just a great partnership.
Marvin Alcantara looks at back-to-back strikes in the zone. Here's the 0-2. Misses outside on a fastball. The count now a ball and a pair of strikes for Marvin Alcantara. 1-0-3 hitter for the Red Sox, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Fooled big time on a breaking ball low out of the zone. And the Red Sox, just like that, you blink, Mike. We barely got to talk. They're sat down 1-2-3. They still hold a 2-0 lead. We go to the top of the fifth, back in a jiff here in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Season tickets are on sale now for the 2024 season. With quarter, half, and full season options all over the ballpark, you won't miss any of the action next year. Call 540-389-3333 for more information or to purchase your 2024 season tickets today. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Packed house tonight on a Saturday night. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Mike Heller from Strikes for Tykes. Mike, this place was packed last night as well, Friday night, and there was a big high school football game going on over at the old football stadium right next door as well. Parking lot was packed. Did you get out of here okay?
No, actually, I waited until after the fireworks, which was ironically right when the football game released. So the parking lot was a parking lot. That was a great game, apparently. Liberty Christian and Salem, both teams got a couple of studs that are going to the SEC and a couple other players being looked at. So it does not happen often where you get to see four or five players that are going to play competitively at the next level. So it was It's good for the town. It's good for the city.
Liberty Christian won that ball game 21-14 last night. Sounds like it was a great ball game. Salem has Chris Cole, the five-star linebacker who holds some incredible offers. First pitch to Wilmer Perez is on the way. He cranks it high into the air. Shallow outfield, just out of the infield. Backing up is Alcantara, ranges to his right and makes the catch for out number one.
Yeah, I understand he's committed and they've got another boy that Alabama's looking at.
Chris Cole, I don't think Chris Cole is committed yet. I'll have to double check. But he is heavily, he was down to his final three, and his final three was something along the lines of Alabama, Georgia, and Virginia Tech. First pitch to Armando Cruz is called a strike on the outside corner, nothing and one.
Those are three great programs. I know Virginia Tech is coming up again, so.
I mean, they're the outlier there, but it's his hometown. The 0-1 misses outside, 1-1. And the thing about Virginia Tech is Chris Cole blew up this past offseason. He really was like a three-star, nothing crazy, and then like really blew up, got some huge notoriety. Virginia Tech's been recruiting him since he was in like eighth grade. So there's a loyalty factor there, you know. Ball and a strike for Armando Cruz. Excuse me, two balls and a strike for Armando Cruz. One gone, nobody out. 2-0 Red Sox lead. There's the 2-1.
Alan Lawrence, the Salem Red Sox general manager, and I were talking about this a little bit last night. You know, it really doesn't matter. Division I football is going to be Division I football. It really doesn't matter where you go. If you can play, you will be found. You will be drafted.
That and Virginia Tech, I will say, still gets a lot of television exposure despite not having wins in the column because enter Sandman. Two balls and two strikes for Armando Cruz.
That, and they always have a competitive schedule. You're going to see Clemson. You're going to see Miami. You're going to see Florida State.
Yes.
Clemson and Miami every year and Florida State every other year. So you're going to see the big schools in the ACC, and it's not to be sneezed at. Even North Carolina and Duke are up and coming in the ACC. So, and Georgia Tech's always a powerhouse, except for last year.
Armando Cruz grounds out to the shortstop. There's two gone here in the top of the fifth. Yeah, and like they always, it's kind of funny. The ACC Network the last handful of years does their opening big game at Virginia Tech because they love Sandman. Like that's kind of like one of the signs like college football is back. Yeah, as Jorge Luis Mota looks at a ball downstairs. So the Old Dominion game is the Saturday night game on the ACC Network, 8 p.m. kickoff. Then later in the season, Syracuse comes, and they're doing a night game on a Thursday night. That'll be on ESPN. Mota fouls away the 1-0. It's 1-1.
You know, it's great because that's actually prime time here, and it's middle of the afternoon on the West Coast. So it's always good to watch those games out back home.
So who is your team? Where does your loyalty fall?
I'm not telling.
You're not telling?
I'm a Miami fan.
1-1.
In college football.
Crank down the ground over to short. Gloved by Ravello. Fire to first is in time on a line. That ends the inning. 2-0 Red Sox lead. We go to the home half of the fifth. Playing quick baseball. We'll talk more college football with Mike Heller from Strikes for Tykes when we come back on MILB.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Breathtaking Saturday night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Mike Heller from Strikes for Tykes, the CEO of Strikes for Tykes. Again, be sure to go ahead and check them out at their website.
Yeah, Yes, that's once again strikesforchikes.org. Or give us a call at 510-545-3071. Be able to answer all your questions about that.
Home half of the fifth here in Salem. 2-0. The Red Sox lead it over the Fredericksburg Nationals.
So, Giovanni, you asked about college football. I said I wasn't going to tell because we are in Virginia Tech territory, but I grew up watching the Miami Hurricanes and that streak back in the 80s and just fell in love with just, they had moxie. They were just, you know, it was criminal you.
Yes.
So it was always fun to watch them play and sort of stuck with them ever since that.
Roberto Mexicano, the eight-hole hitter for the Red Sox to lead us off. First pitch taken high and in on a fastball 1-0. Juan Abreu, the right-hander on the hill out of Pepillo Salcido in the Dominican Republic. Righty-on-righty matchup. He deals the 1-0. This is downstairs. Two balls, no strikes for Roberto Mexicano. Well, Virginia Tech fans, yeah, we'll probably not take too lightly to that. And that's a rivalry Tech fans wish would stick around more. They play every year in the Coastal, but now that is gone. Here's the 2-0. Chopped foul. And they've gotten rid of the Atlantic Coastal scheduling, and they've done a new schedule for the ACC this year, and now Virginia Tech is going to have to play Miami like every 3 years rather than every single year.
Yeah, well, that's because everybody's poaching out of the Pac-12 right now.
Yes.
So everybody's going, there's no loyalty, there's no geographic loyalty anymore.
No, not at all.
And it's too bad because that Virginia Tech-Miami series, especially in the 90s when Tech and the early 2000s when Tech was a powerhouse, those were always fun games, even though Miami wasn't winning them.
2-1, hit to short. This is gloved and tossed to first by Marcus Brown in time for out number one.
For a couple of years, those two teams were always top 10, and it's always, you always mark that day on the calendar.
Oh, it was huge.
Yeah.
I mean, some absolutely classic battles between Miami and Virginia Tech, and many locals remember iconic calls by Bill Roth, the voice of the Hokies. I mean, he had so many. Do you remember the play when they ran an endo round to Roscoe Parrish and
yes.
D'Angelo Hall ripped it out of his hands and took it back for six? I mean, that is an iconic play for Virginia Tech fans on that crazy night in Lane Stadium. First pitch taken for a strike by Claudio Simone. It's 0-1.
Their other big rivalry with Miami was Florida State, so I remember all the wide rights and wide lefts.
Yes.
Janikowski was actually one of them, the only kicker who was ever a first-round pick.
Pitch misses outside, ball and a strike for Claudio Simone. Yeah, that's crazy. Miami's had some great teams. Miami, Florida State, Miami, Florida. I mean, those take supremacy over a rivalry with Virginia Tech, but definitely some great battles because they were in the Big East together, too.
Yes, that's right.
1-1. This is upstairs and away.
I remember once going to Morgantown when they were still back in the Big East to watch Miami when they were power. And I was actually scared to wear green and orange there.
Oh, they're crazy. They'll throw batteries and stuff in Morgantown. Here's the 2-1.
It's also a fun place to watch a football game.
Wave and a miss. Yeah, I saw a game there 2 years ago. Virginia Tech played there. It was the first battle for the Black Diamond Trophy they had done in a handful of years. And it was their Gold Rush game. Place was packed. It was awesome. It was awesome. Tech's going to Florida State this year. I'll be there looking forward to seeing a game in Tallahassee. I heard they do it right. You got the tomahawk chop.
That and the Seminole and the horse.
Yes. 2-2. Swing and a miss. A strikeout against Claudio Simone for Juan Abreu, and there's two gone. Abreu
just got absolutely fooled on that pitch. Does that not look like a comfortable swing for him?
No. Here's Jostinson Garcia at the top of the order for the Red Sox. They hold the 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Two gone, nobody on for Garcia. He's 0-2 today with a flyout and a strikeout.
So for those who are interested, if you can come to the yard tomorrow at Salem Memorial Ballpark, as I said, Structure Tech will be giving Carilion their check for 2022. It's the Carilion employee picnic tomorrow, so it should be another full house. Hopefully the rain will stay away, but we'd love to see everybody out here. It's our last push in Salem this year, but we'll still be available on the website at strikesyourtikes.org.
Here's the 0-1 to Garcia. It's outside. Ball at a strike now for Jostinson.
And with one last home series in 2 weeks, we will break 600 strikeouts, which for us, with the partnership with Salem, that will be the highest amount we've gotten. Unfortunately, we had some rainouts in the first half that never got made up, so 650 is going to be a stretch right now, especially if we're still throwing a donut tonight.
1-1. This is ripped out into left field over the leaping arm of Mota. Rounding first is Justin Singarcia. They finally pick it up in the corner and throw it in. And it's a stand-up double with two gone here in the bottom of the fifth for Garcia, and the Red Sox are in business. Brings up the two-hole hitting third baseman, John Frank Salazar. He has a hit earlier tonight. A single back in the first, and if he can replicate it, it would likely bring in another run. He had a line drive out into the left field grass that in that situation would bring in Garcia from second. Two gone, large lead for Garcia at second for the Sox. Righty on righty, Abreu deals. It's called a strike on the outer half. 93 on a fastball, nothing and one. Mike, back in the Big East days, how about Syracuse and Miami? They had some good ones as well.
They had some good ones. But Syracuse, I mean, as good as they have been with football, you always looked at Boeheim and them as a basketball school.
Yeah.
Especially in the 80s and 90s.
There was a part of that documentary, The U. Miami went up to the Dome and lost like 61-3 against Syracuse in a year that Miami was really good. I mean, Syracuse was good too. But they were like both top 10.
I remember that game.
I'm from Syracuse, which is why I'm a big fan of the Orange. Here's the 0-2 to Salazar. Check swing and appeal. And field umpire Michael Corbett says he didn't go. What'd you see? I almost thought he went.
I would have to see that on replay. From this angle, that's tough.
Yeah.
And remember, on the check swing, it's whether you think he made an attempt to strike at the ball, not if the bat crosses the knee or the hip or if he, air quotes, breaks his wrists.
1-2, breaking ball misses just high. Half in, half out of the zone. A little bit of a break for Salazar, and it's 2-2.
I remember a battle of the mascots many years ago. I think this was in the late 80s, maybe in 89, in the Sweet 16. Syracuse and Missouri were playing each other in the Metrodome in Minneapolis.
2-2, waved on and missed.
And the Mizzou Tiger was bouncing the Syracuse Orange up and down the court like he was a basketball. The mascots were having so much fun.
Otto the Orange, an iconic mascot. That sounds like a lot of fun. We might have to look that one up. It's 2-0. The Red Sox lead it. They just stranded Garcia on second base in scoring position. We go to the top of the sixth after this in Salem.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB Diamond Base.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and Noah Dean going starter distance here. We go to the top of six. Red Sox have a 2-0 lead. Again, Noah Dean came in for Johnny Felix to start out the third inning. Now entering his fourth inning of work. Really good when you have a bullpen day to have a guy that can go starter distance. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Mike Heller. Big help, Mike, when you got a guy out of the bullpen that's a former starter.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And they don't even have anybody warming up right now. So they sat back down after the fourth inning. And you know, Salem keeps on throwing zeros up there, so it's helping.
Here's Jonathan Thomas, first pitch, and the righty pulls away his bunt, looks at a ball out of the zone, and it's 1-0. 2 to let this game off. Second pitch of the game, had a base hit. He's gone 0 for since. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, popped up. Back behind home plate, staying in the yard. Garcia underneath it, one gone. Unlucky break for Thomas.
You know, it's efficient baseball, so I can't argue with the zero strikeouts because we're playing efficient baseball right now, which is really good. We're keeping pitch counts down, and that's what you need, especially when you're on a bullpen day so everybody can get their rest.
Definitely, though, for strikes for Tykes, we would love to see some Ks here. Everybody pitching to contact. The Red Sox have yet to deal a strikeout. It's Christian Vaccaro, lefty on righty, the pitch. Misses inside. 81 on a breaking ball. Ball and no strikes for Vaccaro in his first week here in single A. He walked earlier today. Was picked off by Noah Dean over at first. The 1-0. This is inside again. This time it's a fastball. 2-0.
Yeah, Dean's also got a deceptive move over to first base. I mean, that was a great move when he did have that pickoff, and he almost got the batter following him.
2-0 on the way. Swing and a miss. Took a big cut at a fastball inside, and it's 2-1. Well, we've been talking college football, Mike. I'll ask you this. Who you got in the college football playoff this year?
I have no idea.
No? Okay.
It's going to be the last year before everybody moves, so.
True.
Who knows? You know, I'll pick my playoff teams now, and all my pools will be done by week three.
Right, right.
Because somebody will have an ugly loss somewhere. I don't think Alabama is what they used to be,
but I agree.
They're always going to be competitive. Clemson was rebuilding; they might be back. Can't count on LSU and anybody actually from the Southeastern.
How about Georgia? Two-time defending champs. Here's the 2-2. Misses inside, and. They're going to say that he went around on a check swing. And
we have a strikeout.
Yeah, we got our first strikeout. So thrown down to first on a drop strike three, and Vaccaro is gone. And that is our first strikeout. Took till the sixth.
You got to love Georgia. You got to love their chances as well because, they're a quality program. But let's look at strength of schedule as well. Is it as strong as it could be?
Fair point there. I think the SEC is incredibly difficult, though. Here's Elijah Green, lefty on righty, the pitch.
Yeah, I'm talking non-conference.
Yeah, breaking ball, snaps back into the zone, 0-1.
You know, and Texas is coming back again. I don't know if they're there yet, but they're coming back.
I have Texas and Florida State in there. I think Florida State's going to beat Clemson and win the ACC.
Yeah, I can't agree with you on that one, because I'm a Miami fan.
0-1 finds the zone on a breaking ball again. It's 0-2. A 2 gone, nobody on here for Elijah Green. 2-0 Red Sox lead, top of the sixth. I think Clemson and Florida State are definitely the two teams that have a chance. Florida State was good last year. They got a great quarterback in Jordan Travis.
Yes.
I think they got a good chance.
They've got a chance, and you know you can never count out, even though while they're out way out on the West Coast, is Oregon.
Oregon, I think USC. Caleb Williams, Heisman Trophy winner, coming back.
And I think this is, this is the last year of Diaz's program in Miami, so it's all going to be crystal ball moving forward. Oregon's former coach.
Yes.
So I think they're up and coming, but they're still a year or two away from being relevant again.
They're always pesky. They were so good for a minute there. Remember, it was like them and it was like 2 years. Remember when they crushed Notre Dame in Miami a couple years ago, the 1-2? This is high. It's 2-2. That was fun to see. They brought back the Catholics versus Convicts game, and Miami torched Notre Dame at Hard Rock Stadium.
That's also another good rivalry. That's always been good with Notre Dame playing the independent schedule, although they're sort of part of the ACC now.
Well, there's another strikeout for you, Mike. Noah Dean grabs two to sit him down, 1-2-3. Breaking ball snaps back into the zone. Back-to-back strikeouts for Noah Dean and the Red Sox. And we go to the home half of the sixth. Red Sox with a 2-0 lead. Back after this in Salem. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Red Sox with a 2-0 lead. We finally had some strikeouts. Noah Dean struck out 2 out of 3, sitting him down 1-2-3 in the sixth. He's having essentially a starter performance for the Red Sox just in the middle of the ballgame. Came in the third, now pitched all of the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth.
And still nobody up in the Salem bullpen. Oh, no, somebody's moving now.
Somebody's moving. They're not throwing yet in the bullpen for the Red Sox. Anyhow, Sox ready to go 3-4-5. Lionel James to get us going here in the home half of the sixth, facing Juan Abreu in his second inning of work. Righty on righty. It
looks like Michael Valera is up and stretching.
Here's the first pitch. Down and away on a breaking ball, 1-0. Lionel, second on the team in RBIs. Johan Fran Garcia on deck, Luis Ravello in the hole. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, popped up. Still in the infield on the right side. Quintana underneath it, but Cruz calls him off to make the catch with his heels on the outfield grass. And there's one gone.
So, yeah, so once again with strikes tomorrow, we'll be doing the check presentation. The general manager told us it would be in the third inning, so I'm assuming the middle of the third out on the field. And then I'll probably head right up to the booth right after that's over and come and join you and Tyler tomorrow.
Sweet. Sounds good. Can't wait. Here's Johan Fran Garcia. First pitch on the way. He looks at a called strike. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Nothing and one for Garcia, who is 0 for 2 today. Red Sox with just 3 hits. The Nationals with just 1. Here's the 0-1. This is outside. Ball and a strike for Johan Fran Garcia. Mike, how far is the trip? So when you come here, you're going Sacramento, right?
Yes, we're coming in from Sacramento. We'll either fly into... depending on how much time we have, if we're rushed, we'll fly right into Roanoke. But if not, we're flying into either Charlotte or Washington Dulles and driving down. I think we're probably going to be doing Charlotte for the most part because I didn't think it was a shorter drive, and it is. It's also a prettier drive. I came into Dulles this time, and a lot of traffic.
Yes, up towards D.C., no doubt. 2 balls, 2 strikes for Johan Fran Garcia. He calls time. One gone, nobody on for the Red Sox. They lead it 2-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. Yeah, the drive to Charlotte's really not bad.
No,
about
not at
two,
all.
2.5 hours.
Yeah, and Washington's about 3. I thought it was a little bit closer, but I forgot how far south we were.
2-2. Fouled back. This is what, your third trip here?
We were here at the end of April. We were supposed to be here at the end of June when Down East played, and that practically that whole series got rained out.
Right.
So this was the makeup for it, and we were here 2 weeks ago when Augusta was in town. So we always try to come in with Fred Natz or Lynchburger in town anyway because the rivalry is so good.
2-2 misses high. It's 3-2. Yeah, you love the in-state games, no doubt. Great crowd on hand tonight to see these two teams battle. 3 balls, 2 strikes for Johan Fran Garcia, the pitch. Misses downstairs. Ball 4. What a great at-bat. A full count walk for Garcia and a one-out base runner for the Red Sox. That airport in Charlotte is massive.
Yeah, it is. It was funny. Shortly after that Down East series, I had to fly back east. I was headed up to Binghamton for a Double-A series.
Okay.
Worked there. So I had
about an hour from Syracuse.
About an hour. Actually flew into Syracuse, but I went through O'Hare and I had to change airlines.
Okay.
That was not a fun day. O'Hare, if you haven't seen it, is quite the airport.
First pitch to Ravello, misses high, and it's 1-0. O'Hare, where is that?
That's Chicago.
Okay.
And that, there are no shuttles there, similar to Atlanta, where you go from terminal to terminal in a shuttle. This one you have to walk.
Okay.
And we had to change terminals because we one of our flights got canceled due to the weather, and they just rebooked us on the other airline.
1-0 misses outside. Two balls, no strikes for Luis Ravelo. Runner on first for the Sox. Really good walk for Johan Fran Garcia. Did it with a full count. 2-0 to the switch-hitting Ravelo. Called a strike on the inside, 92 on a fastball. Ravelo crowds the plate so much, and sometimes he kind of tries to sell it, too. Kind of pulled away from that fastball, and I mean, it was well in the zone, according to our TrackMan data. 2-1 on the way. Swing and a miss.
We talked about
cut
it.
At a fastball.
I'm sorry. For
no, you're no, 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 not at all.
We talked about it during the Augusta series. Is this stadium using TrackMan or Hawkeye?
TrackMan. Okay. Yep. Fredericksburg uses Hawkeye. Yep. I personally, I know Hawkeye is a little more in depth. As a broadcaster, I like TrackMan better. Here's the 2-2. This is swung on, lifted, foul.
At the AAA level with automated ball strike, they're actually using a combination of everything.
Okay.
I know Sacramento, we've got Hawkeye set up down the lines, and I believe they're using TrackMan for balls and strikes.
No kidding. That is interesting.
But we have the cameras on basically every pillar on the roof, just like you do here.
2-2 misses high and in on a fastball, and the count worked full by Luis Ravelo. This is back-to-back full counts here. Yeah, I like, so Hawkeye, you can't pick, like, which data you're looking at. Like, right here, I only need so much. So I have my strike zone. I have my pitch speed, exit velocity. I got the max height of a hit, the launch angle, and I got the distance. That's it. There's so much else that Hawkeye shows you, and TrackMan can show you, but I don't need all that. And it makes it confusing. Runner goes, 3-2 pitch is fouled away.
I'm pretty sure Hawkeye will also tell you what pitch is coming in because it will pick up the spin rotation and angle and all that, so you'll know immediately. And as a broadcaster, it's helpful because you can tell the difference between the changeup and the curveball and the slider, and you'll know right away.
Yes.
Based on that feedback. So.
And TrackMan can do all that too. I just don't have it up because it's too, like, it's information
too
overload.
Yeah.
You know, when you're trying to look quick, everything happens so fast. Pick off over to first, and Garcia's on there safely. And that's the thing about Hawkeye. There's no option to, like, pick what you want to see. So you have to look at everything.
Yeah, it's a lot of legible diarrhea, if you will.
Yes. But a lot of people think Hawkeye is more in-depth as, like, actual player analysis.
It's taken a lot of the art out of the game, and they've made it a scientific game.
Pick off over to first again. Garcia's safe. That's the second disengagement. One more. Would either have to get him out, or it would be a ball by rule. Why did they install that?
So they can limit the amount of pickoffs, which is a way of delaying the pitch clock, which is a way of slowing the game down, and the purpose of all these new rules are to speed everything up.
3-2, runner went. No strike him out, throw him out, though. It was swung on and missed by Ravelo. In there safely with a stolen bag is Johan Fran Garcia. And I will say this, Johan Fran with a big celebration on the stolen bag. Kind of a bigger set guy, not a guy that you expect to steal very often, so celebrating that one a little extra.
That was a great slide by him as well, because that ball did beat him.
Yes.
So he got around that tag, which is smart base running.
Here's Nathaniel Uten.
It's also funny, because you'd assume after two pickoffs, you've got a free rein to try to steal the base, and most of the time, they'll go after the first pickoff.
First pitch to Uten, misses down and in, the count 1-0. Two gone, runner in scoring position for the Red Sox, looking to add more with a 2-0 lead. 1-0. Chopped foul back behind home plate, and it's 1-1. This might be one of the best weather nights we've had you in town for, Mike.
Yeah, no, it's nice out here. A little humid for me, but
yeah,
that's the West Coast, so I got spoiled. But temperature-wise, it's been a nice breeze. Actually, the breeze has died. The flag's not moving right now.
Those ones are a little bit, the smaller ones.
The concourse is always a breezeway.
1-1. This is ripped out to right field for a base hit. Garcia chugging around third. The throw is cut off, and Garcia slides in to score. How about the celebration? Back pedals, rounds back towards the dugout. He's hyped. And it's 3-0 Red Sox here in the bottom of the sixth.
I don't know. That cutoff may have been premature. That would have been a very close play at the plate.
I don't disagree at all.
Granted, that ball also bounced coming into the relay, man.
Nevertheless, it's an RBI single with two outs for Nathaniel Uten. His second hit of the night brings up Marvin Alcantara.
We'll take him any way we can get him right now.
No doubt about it. 3-1 series lead for the Fred Nats. Red Sox looking to salvage a tie in this series. It's a series that's been dominated by Fredericksburg all year long. They've won just six games against the Fred Nats. This is the fourth meeting.
Fourth, okay. So do they play the teams from the north four times and the teams from the south twice?
Runner goes from first. It's fouled away, and it's nothing at one. I'd have to look. Maybe. I'd have to. Okay. This season's so long, I'd have to look. I should know the answer to that. No, because we don't. There are teams in the south we have not played. So
it's an unbalanced game.
Yes. However it breaks up, but there are teams we have not played. Here's the 0-1. This is ripped out of right field. Broken bat for a base hit. Uten rounds second. The throw to third is not in time. Head first slide. Runners on the corners with two gone. Back-to-back knocks for the Red Sox. Setting it up for Roberto Mexicano. Mike, he was up earlier tonight with the bases loaded, and he was hit by a pitch to bring in a run.
Hopefully we can get his bat to work and get a couple more. See if the runner, runner on first is going to be going on this.
The Red Sox are never safe against the Fred Nats. On a Saturday night in Fredericksburg a couple of weeks ago, Salem led it 7-0 going to the bottom of the ninth. The Nationals rallied, came all the way back. A game-tying grand slam by Armando Cruz. Yeah. Red Sox did end up winning it in extras with a grand slam of their own. Final score was 11-7. But nevertheless, to give up seven in the bottom of the ninth to tie the game, you're never safe, I guess.
Never safe. It's interesting because we're getting towards the end of the season. I was talking to Chris Jenke and Michael Corbett, the umpire crew here, yesterday about the upcoming playoffs, and we just realized, or I realized, they already knew. There's 10 umpires in this league. 8 of them are going to the postseason, so should be some good matchups coming up with the umpires as well because they've worked hard all season.
Yes. So one crew is the crew that doesn't get to go?
Well, I believe in the Carolina League they try to keep the crews together because, you know, they've rented cars to the crews. So just sending one and not both, and somebody's got to keep the car and they've got to do a drive. So, yeah, it would probably make sense that one crew doesn't go. I know last year Chris Jenke was here, and him and his partner Juan, why can't I think Juan's last name right now? I'm going to drop that. Both went. And they were with Steve Craze and Trey Jester on one of the crews in the first round of the playoffs.
Mexicano fouls the first pitch down the left field line. It's nothing in one.
All three of them are now in the South Atlantic League.
Runners on the corners for the Red Sox. Two gone. They lead it 3-0. They've scored one here in the bottom of the sixth. Looking for more. Abreu with a long look in. The 0-1. This is lifted high into the air into gap into right center field. And it is down on the warning track. One run's going to score. How about more? Alcantara comes in as well. It's a two RBI stand-up double for Roberto Mexicano. And with two outs, the Red Sox have completely rallied to take a 5-0 lead. That's three runs in the bottom of the sixth, all with two gone.
It's great to see that the bats are coming alive.
Took long enough. It was kind of quiet early on. Fredericksburg hasn't quite had the bats come alive yet for them. It's Claudio Simone in the bottom of the order for the Red Sox. Two outs, runner on second. 5-0 here in Salem, the pitch.
Can't really see it, but definitely the Fred Nats bullpen is moving right now.
Yeah, tough to see it from our perspective. One of the few flaws of this beautiful ballpark. Pitch missed high to Simone. It's 1-0. Everybody's sticking around tonight as well. Here's the 1-0.
Oh, it is Muggsy's birthday.
True. This is upstairs. This gets away from Garcia. Free bag for the Red Sox. Roberto Mexicano makes it over to third on a wild pitch, and he's just 90 feet away. Muggsy's birthday, of course, yes. Last night had Marvel night going on, I believe.
No Those were nice-looking uniforms as well.
Yeah?
So they've done a good job this year on the auction jerseys. Yeah, we had Captain America and Spider-Man walking around the concourse all night long.
Are you a Marvel guy? Here's the 2-0.
I'm more of a DC guy.
Ooh, okay.
More Superman, Batman. It's funny, we ran Marvel Night in Sacramento. I was up on the, working the pitch clock that night, and Wonder Woman showed up. We thought she traded comics.
Yes, that is a DC character. Two balls and a strike to pitch. This is downstairs, 3-1. I'm more of a Marvel guy myself, and I'm a big fan of the MCU. I've totally geeked out and over COVID watched all the movies that I had never seen before, so I'm like a new fan, and then now I've watched everything since. So I'm invested. But
do the Red Sox do Star Wars nights as well?
Yes.
Okay.
3-1 misses upstairs. It's a five-pitch walk for Claudio Simone. Runners on the corners for the Red Sox. Still with two outs. You're in the bottom of the sixth. 5-0, Salem leads.
Oakland just did a Red Sox Star Wars night and did a drone show afterwards.
Nice. Star Wars night was fun. We did trivia and stuff up here in the booth. We did that for Marvel night as well the first time around. I got into Star Wars a little bit towards the end of the last semester with a couple of friends. Didn't end up watching all of them. I got to kind of get back to it.
It's funny. The only ones I haven't seen yet is what's ever been on the Disney Channel. So I haven't seen an episode of The Mandalorian.
Okay.
And I haven't seen the new series that's out now. But all of the movies, I'm slightly embarrassed to say, I've seen in the theater.
There you go.
So...
there you go.
Dating myself a little bit on that one, but and a lot of the shorts that they did, the Solo story and Rogue One,
yeah,
I thought were phenomenal, and they weren't part of the original series. So to add that in and give a little bit of the history, I thought it was well written by Disney.
Hard hit ground ball to third. Gloved by Mota, throw to first in time. It ends the inning. Red Sox grab three in the bottom of the sixth. They take a 5-0 lead. They strand runners on the corners, but that is A-OK by us. When you score three in the bottom of six, we go to the top of seven here in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a breathtaking Saturday night for baseball here in the Roanoke Valley. Beautiful mountainous scene out over the right field wall. Rated as one of the best ballparks in all of the minor leagues in Salem. It's a 5-0 Red Sox lead as we go to the top of the seventh. Noah Dean still on the hill for the Sox. Really getting starter innings out of a guy out of the bullpen, and since he was set to the bullpen, he's been a lot better the last couple of weeks for the Red Sox. Really a very similar situation to Nick Pivetta up in Boston. He was struggling as a starter. He was sent to the bullpen, started absolutely dealing, and he has now earned himself back into the starting rotation for the Red Sox. Kind of a little bit of a good comparison there between the two. Here's Leandro Emiliani. The first pitch is called a strike down the outside corner. Fastball's there. It's nothing and one. 4-5-6 up for the Fred Nats. Still only one hit on the night for Fredericksburg. 0-1 to Emiliani. He lays down a bunt that's foul down the left field line. Looks frustrated with himself after doing so. And it's nothing and two. Mike Heller from Strikes for Tykes was with us during the middle innings. We'll see him again tomorrow night. Thank you to him. Head to strengthsfortykes.org. Find out how you can get involved. 0-2. Breaking ball is tipped back to the netting. High curve ball.
And alive at 0-2 is Leandro Emiliani. He is 0-for-2 today. Just a pair of ground outs. In the seventh inning, you know you only have one hit when a guy is up at the top of the order, top half of the order, for only the third time. 0-2. This is outside on a fastball, and the count now 1-2. Red Sox, not quite the case. Rallied for three runs in the bottom of the sixth. They have six hits for five runs. 1-2. Breaking ball misses high. Two balls and two strikes for Emiliani. On deck is Reyes Marquintana, the five hole. And the shortstop, Marcus Brown, bats sixth. He's in the hole. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a low breaking ball that was in the zone. Leandro Emiliani sat down on strikes. This is three strikeouts in a row from Noah Dean, dating back to the sixth inning. He struck out the last two batters of the sixth, now picks up right where he left off. And all of a sudden, after no strikeouts for the Red Sox through the first five and a third, Red Sox have delivered three in a row, all from Noah Dean. Reyes Marquintana is in. Lefty on righty, the pitch. This is inside on a breaking ball, 1-0. Quintana 0-for-1 with a walk today. 1-0. Tipped foul. Got a piece of a slider at the knees. And it's 1-1. Dean steps off, grabs a little bit of rosin. Takes his glove off. Now it's back on. The lefty deals. 1-1 on the way. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball right by him. It's 1-2. High fastball from Noah Dean has worked pretty well tonight. Had a pickoff as well. I mean, he's been so strong. Three strikeouts. Was a little shaky in the fourth, I will say. Gave up three walks. Got out of the jam, though, with runners on the corners. He brings home the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball right by him again. There's two gone. It's four consecutive strikeouts for Noah Dean dating back to the sixth inning. Only four strikeouts on the night for the Red Sox, all by Noah Dean. All have come in the sixth and the seventh combined. Here's the young shortstop, Marcus Brown. The lefty, lefty on lefty. First pitch on the way. Breaking ball misses outside, and it's 1-0. Oh. 1-0 to Marcus Brown. He tips a fastball back to the netting, 1-1. The last week has been really, really wild around these parts. College back in the full swing of things now with Roanoke College here in Salem. 40 minutes down the road in Blacksburg, Virginia Tech, the 1-1. Check swing, pitch misses down and in on a fastball. Two balls and a strike for Marcus Brown, who is 0-for-2 today himself, a pair of ground outs. Dean deals, 2-1. Breaking ball misses just high and in, about a half a ball out of the zone. Three balls and a strike for Brown. Roanoke College is in the town of Salem, despite being called Roanoke. 3-1. Misses just outside on a fastball. And it's a five-pitch walk with two gone here for Marcus Brown in the top of the seventh. That is the one downfall of Noah Dean. That's now his fourth walk. Has just as many walks as strikeouts. And, wow, this is going to be the day. Here comes Liam Carroll. He claps his hands. He just shook Noah Dean's hand and got the ball from him. Said, nice job. Not always do you see that. Sometimes you see Liam Carroll just kind of give him a tap on the back and walk right past him. He took the time to shake Noah Dean's hand. He gets a standing ovation here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And you love to see that. A guy that has worked so hard, took a little bit of time to come around, sent to the bullpen, is just done really, really nice work for the Red Sox. We'll step aside, take a short break here, get the new details on the new arm on the hill. 5-0 Red Sox lead, two gone in the top of the seventh. Back after this in Salem.
baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Michael Valera, the new arm on the hill for the Red Sox. Two outs, runner on first here in the top of the seventh for the catcher, Wilmer Perez, who is 0-for-2 today with a pair of flyouts. Just one hit still for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Little to no offensive momentum. Can Valera continue that for the Red Sox defensively? First pitch misses high on a fastball. Ripped right in there, though, at 96 miles an hour. Right-handed pitcher out of San Pedro de Macarís in the Dominican Republic. Absolute baseball hotbed in the DR. He kicks, deals 1-0. Swung on, lifted, foul. High into the seats, down the right field line. It's 1-1. Michael Valera last time around pitched on the 22nd at the beginning of the week against Fredericksburg. Went three innings, gave up zero hits, just one run. It was not earned. Gave up a walk, struck out two batters in his three innings of work. 1-1 pitch. This is upstairs and away on a breaking ball. Two balls and a strike. Before that, pitched at Delmarva, went two innings. Gave up just one walk. How about five strikeouts in two innings? They'll take that all day long. Dealt three strikeouts against Fredericksburg. First time he pitched against them on August 1st. Here's the 2-1. This is inside. Three balls and a strike. Pitched against Fredericksburg later that week. Went 1 1/3. Gave up just two hits, no runs. Two strikeouts. So in his last five appearances, he's only given up five total hits and three runs, only two of them earned. Really, really good stuff from Valera. 3-1. Ripped on the ground over to third base. Gloved at the belly by Salazar. He throws to second to get the force and end the inning. 5-4 ends the inning. Red Sox due up on the other side. In the bottom of the seventh, it's time to stretch. 5-0, Salem leads it. We go to the home half after this. Salem Memorial Ballpark.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Everybody's sticking around. Jam-packed ballpark here on Muggsy's birthday. Bark in the park night as well. Brilliant Clinic Field, the site of tonight's matchup between the Salem Red Sox, the Fredericksburg Nationals. Fred Nats were looking for the series clinch. Would have been their fourth win in five games, and it's not looking good. Red Sox with a 5-0 lead. Salem on the other side trying to salvage a tie in the series. Two-hole hitting, Gianfranco Salazar ready to step in for the Red Sox. He'll be followed up by Leonel James, the DH, and Johan Fran Garcia. Last time the Red Sox were up offensively, they put up three in the bottom of the sixth. Did so with three consecutive hits. Yutin, Alcantara, and Mexicano. Salazar with a foul laser towards the Red Sox bullpen. It's nothing and one. Just yanked that fastball that was inside. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Salazar takes a breaking ball low and away, and the count evens up at a ball and a strike. One-one. This is nubbed out into right field, and it's going to drop for a boop single. Gianfranco Salazar stops at first. Fisted in on the hands, out into right field, got over the head of a running Armando Cruz, but dropped in front of Green and Vaquero. A bloop single into the right side of the field for the Red Sox and Gianfranco Salazar. Brings up Leonel James, the righty. First pitch is taken high and in. Marques Grissom Jr., the new righty on the hill for the Fred Nats. Fourth arm tonight. Native of Los Angeles, California. Drafted in the 13th round back in 2022. Here's the 1-0. Misses inside again. This time it's a fastball. Two balls, no strikes. Marques Grissom Jr., the son of Marques Grissom, former Atlanta Brave in 1995. World Series champion. 2-0. Called his strike. 91 on a fastball right down Broadway. And it's 2-1. Marques Grissom spent 2 years at Georgia Tech before entering the draft. The 2-1. Chopped down the left field line. It goes foul. 2-2 for Leonel James. With a runner on first. Nobody out. 5-0 Red Sox lead in the bottom of the seventh. Marques played 4 games at the tail end of last season in Fredericksburg. Spent the whole year there this year. The 2-2, runner goes. This is line foul down the left field line. Way early on a breaking ball high was Leonel James. Yanked it foul and stays alive at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes for Leonel James. Pickoff over to first. Salazar stands up safely. That's one disengagement. You get two. Technically, you get a third, but it comes at a risk. A gamble, if you will. 2-2. Misses inside. Fills up the count on a breaking ball. It's 3-2. Spectacular night here in Salem. Just a few clouds in the sky. Pick off again over to first. Salazar is safe, standing up. And that's number two. Red Sox have been a threat all night long. Stolen base earlier tonight from Johan Fran Garcia. Swing and a miss on the 3-2 pitch. Fastball got him high, and there's one gone with a runner on first here in the bottom of seven. First strikeout for Grissom Jr. Only, however, the third strikeout of the night. Fourth strikeout of the night for the Fred Nats as a whole. Here's Garcia, first pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball fell into the zone. It's nothing and one. Johan Fran Garcia batting cleanup tonight. 0-for-2 with a walk. Stole a base after that walk last inning. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball at the knees out of the zone. It's nothing and two. Luis Ravello on deck, the switch hitting shortstop for the Red Sox. 0-2 on the way. Runner goes. Poke foul.
Garcia alive at 0-2. They give up the hit and run. How about earlier today? Notre Dame football. Playing all the way out in Dublin, Ireland. Beat Navy 42-3 was the final score. And holy cow, did Sam Hartman, the Wake Forest transfer, look incredible. 0-2 to Garcia. Chopped foul down the right field line. Still 0-2. Really cool to have them open the season, though, the Fighting Irish, in Dublin, Ireland. Thought it might have been a little bit closer of a game than it was. 0-2. Foul again. And it just seemed like every time Sam Hartman touched the football earlier today, they ended up scoring. And he didn't even have to play the whole game. Hartman went 19 of 23 for 266 yards. 0-2 waved on and missed. Got him with a slider down and away. And Johan Fron did a good job of extending the at-bat, but it's back-to-back strikeouts by Marquise Grissom Jr. And there's two gone with a runner on first in the bottom of the seventh. So in total, yeah, Sam Hartman went 19 to 23, 251 yards, four touchdowns as Ravello flies the ball high into left field foul territory. And Tuta makes the grab for the Frednats. That ends the inning. Top of the eighth after this in Salem. The Red Sox lead it 5-0.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Been a pretty darn good night for the Red Sox. A 5-0 lead. The pitching has been strong. Michael Valletta back into the ball game for the Red Sox. Came in for Noah Dean. Ended up finishing the seventh inning. Got the final out of the seventh. Noah Dean struck out the first two batters in that inning. Had four consecutive, dating back to the sixth. Ended up walking Marcus Brown. They put Valletta in, and he slammed the door shut there. Only the third arm the Red Sox have needed to use tonight. And it was a bullpen day. Johnny Felix came in with the start. Went only two innings. Then you threw in Noah Dean, who had incredible stuff. By far one of his best performances, which was so good to see. The fifth rounder out of Old Dominion really starting to come around after being sent to the bullpen. And now the Frednats looking for any glimmer of offense, ready to go 8-9-1 in the order. First pitch, Armando Cruz looks at a breaking ball downstairs, and the count is 1-0. 5-0 the score. Red Sox out hitting the Nationals 7-1. Both teams perfect without an error. 1-0. Fastball sizzles in there, 96, painting the inside corner. And the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Valletta had big moments in Fredericksburg a couple of weeks back. 1-1, waved on and missed. Got him with a slider inside, and it's 1-2. Armando Cruz, much of the same. Had that game-tying grand slam in the bottom of the ninth on a Saturday night in Fredericksburg. Neither one of these two are strangers to each other. They've been around all year. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball tight on the inside. And there's one gone in the top of the eighth. The Fred Nats down to their final five outs. Out of nowhere, strikeouts coming in droves. The Red Sox didn't have a single strikeout through the first five innings. Two in the sixth, two in the seventh, now one to start things out here in the eighth. First strikeout for Michael Valletta. Jorgelis Smota digs in, righty on righty. Nine-hole hitter, first pitch. Swings and misses. Slider way down and away, and the count nothing and one. A beautiful pitch out of the zone from Valletta. Got him to chase. Mota is 0 for 2 today, both of which were ground outs. Infield playing in on the right side. Mexicano actually very far away from first. 0-1, waving a miss again. Slider at the knees this time, nothing and two. And that slider really, really working for Michael Valletta. A lot of sharp lateral movement. Gorgeous pitch on a gorgeous night here in Salem. 0-2. This time it misses inside. Breaking ball out of the zone. Ball and a pair of strikes for Jorgelis. In his first couple of weeks with the Fredericksburg Nationals, him and Christian Vaquero both. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball inside again. Back-to-back Michael Valletta strikeouts. It's number 6 on the night for the Red Sox, all of which came in the last 3 innings. Top of the order now for the Fred Nats, Jonathan Thomas. He has the one and only national hit tonight. It came on the second pitch of the ball game to lead it off. First pitch, he looks at a fastball downstairs. 95 out of the zone, it's 1-0. 2-0 for 2 since that base hit in the first. The 1-0. This is inside on a fastball, tips off the glove of Johan Fran Garcia, and it's 2 balls, no strikes for Tuta Thomas. Has the nickname Tuta because he is the second born in his family. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Took a huge hack at a fastball in on the hands, and it's 2-1. And this is something that was a family nickname and just completely stuck. Nobody on the Fred Nats clubhouse even calls him Jonathan. The 2-1. This is hit on the ground over to short. Gloved by Ravello. Fire to first is high. The tag is applied, though, by Yorberto Mexicano as he spins off the bag. Applies a nice tag. That's happened a handful of times tonight. And Yorberto Mexicano has been there to answer the bell. Bottom of the eighth after this. The Red Sox sit them down 1-2-3. 5-0, they lead it. Back in 60 seconds. This is Red Sox baseball in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Breathtaking night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater as we bring you to the bottom of the eighth inning. 5-0, the Red Sox lead. It's still Marquise Grissom Jr. on the hill for the Fred Nats going into now his second inning of work. The fourth arm on the hill tonight for Fredericksburg, and the Red Sox are ready to go 6-7-8 in the Carilion Clinic batting order. Nathaniel Uten, Marvin Alcantara, and Yorberto Mexicano as Uten gets ready to dig on in. He's having himself a two-hit night, an RBI single back in the sixth, had a knock in the second, 2-for-3 not bad at all when it's your first couple of weeks with the Salem Red Sox at the single-A level. Good to see a bat come around that was below the Mendoza line coming into tonight. He waves and misses on the first pitch. A 91-mile-an-hour heater at the knees. Out of the zone, and it's nothing and one. Righty-on-righty matchup. Marquise Grissom Jr. had two strikeouts back in the seventh. Red Sox didn't have a hit. John Frank Salazar was stranded. The 0-1 misses high. Breaking ball. It's a ball and a strike. One on the way. Swing and a miss. Was way ahead of a breaking ball that was outside of the zone and high. Ball and two strikes now for Nathaniel Uten. What has typically been a very soft spot in the lineup as he takes a ball inside. 2-2. What has been a typically very soft spot of the lineup this week for the Red Sox, Uten, Alcantara, in the 8-hole, Feliz had a couple of tough games, is very strong tonight instead. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Took a big hack at a slider on the inside corner. One gone here in the bottom of the eighth. Red Sox with a 5-0 lead. Strikeout number three for Marquise Grissom Jr. We go to Marvin Alcantara, 7-hole second baseman for the Red Sox. Righty on righty matchup now. First pitch. Taken for a strike. Fastball finds the outside corner, and it's nothing and one. Righty deals, 0-1. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball downstairs. Nothing and two for Marvin Alcantara. He's 1-for-2 today. Alcantara had a base hit in the sixth, was hit by a pitch in the second. Grissom Jr. with a long look in, winds, brings home the 0-2. This is lifted high out into right field. Chasing after it is Vaquero. He makes the pinch for out number two. Soft contact on a fly ball to right for Marvin Alcantara. Brings up the 8-hole hitting, Roberto Mexicano. Absolutely massive 2-RBI double back in the sixth to really crack this ball game wide open. In the sixth inning, the Red Sox put up 3 of their 5 runs. They did all of it with 2 outs. First pitch, Roberto looks at his strike. He was taking all day long. He literally was backing out of the batter's box as that pitch was coming. And a breaking ball's in there. 0-1 on the way. Swing and a miss. Brought him down to a knee. Way early on a curveball. And it's nothing and two. Roberto was hit by a pitch earlier tonight as well. That was in the second. Swings and misses on the 0-2 pitch. And it's the strikeout number 4 on the night for Marquise Grissom Jr. It ends the inning. We go to the top of the ninth. Final 3 outs. Desperation for the Fred Nats after this in Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Time for the top of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Beautiful night for baseball. Jam-packed crowd. It's Muggsy's birthday. Bark in the park night. Does it get any better than this? It does. The Red Sox lead it 5-0 over the Fredericksburg Nationals. And pitching has been outstanding today. Just one hit for the Fred Nats. Red Sox getting a little bit of revenge here, right? This is a team that they have struggled against all year long. Matter of fact, coming into the night, they were 6-19
against the Fredericksburg Nationals this season. And Salem, even though it's one game, bouncing back, giving them a little bit of a taste of their own medicine. And it's always good to pick up a win, a chance to salvage the series a little bit here. If they can win tonight, close this thing out, and then do it again tomorrow, it would end in a 3-3 tie. Fredericksburg, on the other side, needs 5 runs to keep a chance alive at clinching the series here on a Saturday night in Salem. First pitch to Christian Vaquero. This is ripped over the head of the shortstop, Luis Ravello, into the center field grass for a leadoff base hit on the first pitch that Vaquero sees. Brings up the 3-hole hitting center fielder, Elijah Green. He walked earlier today. He's 0-for-2. That is just the second base hit of the day for the Fredericksburg Nationals. The first hit came in the first at-bat of the ballgame. Jonathan Thomas had a knock. The Fred Nats were hitless since then. A hit in the first, a hit in the ninth. Crazy. Here's Elijah Green, first pitch. He pulls away a check swing on a slider that misses down and away. 1-ball, no strikes. He's 0-for-2 today, we mentioned. Runner on first, nobody out, Michael Valera. A long look in. Nod of the head, he deals 1-0. This is below the knees on a fastball. 2 balls, no strikes for Elijah Green. Valera dealt 2 strikeouts in the eighth. He has retired all 4 batters that he has faced. 2-0 on the way. This is inside with a fastball, and all of a sudden, 3 balls, no strikes. Don't give him a glimmer of hope here. 5-0 lead for the Sox. Nationals down to their final 3 outs. The righty deals, 3-0. Misses inside, ball 4. So a base hit on the first pitch to Christian Vaquero. And now a 4-pitch walk for Elijah Green. And all of a sudden the training wheels are off the bicycle here for Michael Valera a little bit after retiring the first 4 batters that he saw, 2 of which were done via the strikeout. So here comes the designated hitter batting cleanup tonight, Leandro Emiliani. He's 0-for-3. A strikeout and a pair of 4-3 putouts. Righty on lefty. Leandro Emiliani, one of the few lefties. First pitch is taken for a ball outside of the zone. Fastball couldn't locate, and it's 1-0. Everybody's sticking around to see the end of this ball game here in Salem. 1-0. This is hit on the ground. Charging ahead is Alcantara. Tossed to second is there. Back to first in time. Double play. You had everything. Alcantara charged ahead. An underhand toss over to second. Throw back to first. Let Roberto do the splits. And just like that, Fredericksburg down to their final out. It did bring Vaquero over to third. He's 90 feet away from what would be the first Fred Nat run. They go 4-6-3 on the DP if you're scoring at home. Brings up Royce Marquintana, the righty. Runner on third, 2 gone, 5-0. Sox lead it. Top of the ninth. First pitch is downstairs and in. Fastball taken for a ball, and it's 1-0. Royce Mar, 0-for-2 today. He walked back in the fourth, struck out once, grounded out once. Valera with a sigh, the 1-0. This is down and in on a fastball. 2 balls, no strikes for Royce Marquintana. Salem looking to salvage this series. Valera brings home the 2-0. Chopped foul down the left field line. 2 balls and a strike now for Royce Marquintana. Has been a strugglesome offensive night all across the board for the Fred Nats. They've stranded runners in scoring position a handful of times, most of which, though, were put on via a walk. 2-1 on the way. Strike number 2, called a strike. A slider rips back into the zone, looked inside, and then just kept carrying to the right-hand side of Luis Marquintana, and it's in there. 2 balls, 2 strikes, runner on third, 2 gone. Fred Nats down to their final strike. The pitch is on the way. Poked foul back to the netting.
And alive at 2-2 is Raysmar Quintana. Noah Dean was exceptional, giving a starting effort out of the bullpen after two innings from Johnny Felix that were solid as well. Valera looking to end it. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a changeup inside to end the ball game. Cue up Dirty Water. The Red Sox win it on a Saturday night in Salem. 5-0, the final score. A very successful Bark in the Park night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox are winners once again. Boy, a little bit of a tough week. So good to bounce back to begin the weekend. We'll do it one more time tomorrow. Couple of looks at the box score here. You can't go without talking about the incredible effort from first Johnny Felix. Went two innings, gave up just that one hit. Didn't strike anybody out, didn't give up any balls or walks either, though. It was pretty solid pitching to contact. He went two innings. Then Noah Dean came in. He went 4 2/3. Didn't give up a hit, didn't give up a run. Walked four, but had four strikeouts. And then Michael Valera closed the door. 2 1/3, gave up a hit, had three strikeouts. 5-0, the Red Sox win it. The final score here tonight in Salem. Red Sox got a multi-hit performance out of both Nathaniel Uten and John Frank Salazar. Alcantara had a hit, Mexicano with a hit. Justin Sin-Garcia ripped a base hit, and it all added up to a 7-hit night for 5 runs in a 5-0 shutout win for the Red Sox. Let's do it again tomorrow. 3:05 first pitch here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Pre-game coverage begins at 2:50 p.m. sharp here on MILB.com and MILB TV. For everybody in the production room to my right that makes all the magic happen, for our audiovisual video production manager, Stephen Langdon, I'm Giovanni Heater, saying so long and good night from Salem. 5-0, the Red Sox winning.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.